And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
I was thumbing through the pages of a worn-out leather Bible, old familiar words in black and red. And I couldn't help but notice an occasional notation, so I took some time to read just what it said. And in between the scriptures, written down in pen, were the punctuated phrases some saint had written in. This is what it said.
I'm saved, sanctified, and filled. Makes me want to shout. Thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit this Bible talks about. Oh, hallelujah, heaven's waiting, friends and loved ones congregating. I believe He's coming any day. He's coming back to take His saints away.
A date as a reminder, here's the day that I was born again. Written there, Lord, let me see my children come to Jesus. Beside each name, a date was written in. I could feel the fire in each written line, so I took out my Bible, started writing down in mine. And this is what I wrote.
I'm saved, sanctified, and filled. Makes me want to shout. Thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit this Bible talks about. Oh, hallelujah, heaven's waiting, friends and loved ones congregating. I believe He's coming any day. He's coming back to take His saints away. Saved, sanctified, and filled. Makes me want to shout. Thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit this Bible talks about. Oh, hallelujah, heaven's waiting, friends and loved ones congregating. I believe He's coming any day. He's coming back to take His saints away.
The Worn Out Leather Bible, that's being sung for you by the Troy Burns family. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I sure hope the program today is a blessing to you. And each time that you listen, I want to say thank you to all of you that have taken time to send us a card or letter. And for those that have been able to help us financially with the radio ministry, we greatly appreciate that. I do want to strongly encourage you to support your local Christian radio station or the radio station that you hear this program on. Please support that radio station. And then if you feel led of the Lord to help us, you do that. Our address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And a great big thanks to all of you that have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. I think it's very heart-touching. We've had a lot of folks say that. We've had some folks say they've read it over and over again. And it takes, well, about 2 hours, I guess, just from start to finish to sit down and read it. Some would read it faster and some slower. But it's a good little book. It's a true story dealing with the years and struggles of infertility. And whether your struggles is that or something else, the answer to all of life's struggles is the same. And the answer is Jesus Christ. So the book is a book of encouragement. There are sad times and happy times in the book. So if you'd like to have one, it's called A Mama's Dream. Simply send $10. That does include postage to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Make sure we can read the address where you want the book mailed to. Now, on July the 24th, my wife's having both her knee joints replaced, double knee replacement, they call it. And we would greatly appreciate prayer for her surgery and recovery. double knee replacement on July the 24th. And that'll be at the Mission Hospital in Asheville, North Carolina. So keep us in your prayers. Also, if you're ever in the Asheville area or perhaps live in the Asheville area and you'd like to go to church with us, well, give me a call. I'll give you directions and information about our church. It's and the phone number is 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. Okay, let's go ahead today and look into the book of the Revelation, chapter number 20. Revelation chapter 20. And we're going to pick up reading in verse 11 and finish out the chapter. Felt like it was necessary to leave these verses out, read them all by themselves. And Alexander Scorby is actually doing a reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
If there is a Jesus and the story is true, when he makes his journey back, oh, tell me what to do. If there is a devil, I'm here to tell. If there is a lake of fire, I'm sure there is a hell. I'm sure there is a hell. If there is a judgment, you stand before the King. You cannot win his favor, offerings can you bring? If there is a devil, I'm here to tell. If there is a lake of fire, I'm sure there is a hell. I'm sure there is a hell. Want to go down below and doom my precious soul. Flames are hot, I've got to gain myself control. If there is a devil, I'm here to tell. If there is a lake of fire, I'm sure there is a hell. I'm sure there is a hell. Pretty smile he will not see, he'll judge you from your heart. If your name's not down in the book, I'm sure you'll have to part. If there is a devil, I'm here to tell. If there is a lake of fire, I'm sure there is a hell. I'm sure there is a hell.
From Out of the Past, that is David Marshall, the title of the song, There
the
Is a Hell.
The way she pats her little feet.
And going to jump out there into another one. How about that? Well, all right, let's go ahead and get us a song in by Brother Jeff Talbert. I love this song, The Day I Got Lost.
As I look back across all the years of my life, I've made many choices, some wrong and some right. But then one day, by God's mercy, I saw my sin and the cost. It was the best thing that ever happened. was the day I got lost. Without a doubt, the best thing that's ever happened to me was on the day I got lost and I fell on my knees. It was the day Jesus saved me and adopted me. He wrote my name in heaven and he forgave all my sins. I still make mistakes along this good old way, and like Paul the Apostle, I have to die every day. But the sweet Holy Spirit sees I'm never alone, and he's reminding me daily I'm no longer my own. Without a doubt, the best thing that's ever happened to me was on the day I got lost and I fell on my knees. It was the day Jesus saved me and adopted me. He wrote my name in heaven and he forgave all my sins. It was the day Jesus saved me and adopted me. He wrote my name in heaven and he forgave all my sins.
Well, I personally am glad for the day I got lost. That's Brother Jeff Talbert, a song. It's a good song with a good message in it. A lot of church folk may be good people, but folk, before you can be a born-again child of God, you've got to get lost. You got to realize that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, and the day you realize that is the day you've got lost. Now, there's preachers filling pulpits that's never got lost. There's deacons, preachers, Sunday school teachers, and good church folk. Folk, to go to heaven, you must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. That's still required today in order to go to heaven. You need to make sure that you're sure that you're sure that you've been born again. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around with us. We'll be back right after this.